Hi there. Before you start today's ride, I wanted to let you know that this is a preview of the full lesson, so you'll get about 10 minutes of this lesson. If you'd like to take the full lesson or any other full lesson within Ride IQ, you can start your 2-week completely free trial by signing up at ride-iq.com. And because you're listening here, we have a deal for you. If you use the code PREVIEW20 when you sign up at ride-iq.com, you'll get 20% off your first membership payment. Again, that code is PREVIEW20 when you sign up at ride-iq.com. Now, on to your lesson. Welcome to Ride IQ. Today's lesson is a rider position checklist with Lauren Spreiser. This lesson takes place at the walk, and Lauren talks through her body positioning from head to toe to get herself ready to ride. After going through the checklist with Lauren, you'll be ready to warm up. We hope you enjoy this lesson.
Hi, this is Lauren Spreiser. I have just gotten on Guernsey Elvis. Elvis is an 11-year-old Dutch horse owned by the Elvis Syndicate. I'm showing at the Grand Prix level, and I'm taking him for a little stroll on our way to the arena. So you can hear my neighbor's tractor in the background, sorry. We're in Loxahatchee, Florida. I'm just perusing the perimeter of our property. I've just gotten on, and I wanted to take you all through my equitation checklist, what I'm thinking about with my position. Position is not just about how pretty you look in pictures. It is about functionality. And before I've gotten on, I've made sure that my girth is tight, but I've also made sure that my saddle is in the middle of the horse, that it isn't off to the right or left before I even throw my foot in the stirrup. I'm particularly mindful of that, as like most riders, I mount from the left, and I use a mounting block, which is dramatically better for horses' backs than getting on from the ground. Even if you are a light petite flower, use a mounting block, please. But it has a propensity to pull the saddles to the left, obviously, as I set foot in the stirrup. And so step one, always make sure that I'm sitting in the middle, that my girth is tight. Some horses are puffers, they'll kind of bluh and hold their breath and then exhale it out as you get on or after you've been on for a couple minutes and your girth can be loose. So check that girth and make sure that when you do so, you're sitting in the middle. Most riders tend to sit to the left, fun fact. Then I'm thinking about how I'm sitting. Not to get too friendly with y'all, but I have 2 seat bones and a pubic bone. And for me, I think about 55% on my seat bones, 45% on my pubic bone. Maybe those numbers change a little bit. You can hear I've just changed from the grass to the driveway for a second while we wander around on our way to the ring. I want the littlest bit more mass behind me than in front of me. I am thinking about, however, not leaning back. I want there roughly, to be a straight line from my ear to my shoulder to my hip to my heel. Women tend to put the leg out in front of them. Just a little bit is not a crime. A lot is a big crime. And sometimes people have their leg out in front of them because that's just how the shape of their pelvis corresponds to the shape of their horse, particularly for women who are more petite on horses that are a little chunkier. Sometimes it's really hard to roll your thigh flat against the horse when the horse has a bigger caboose than you do. But some women, and men, truly, anybody, stick their feet out in front of them because they are braced against the stirrup. So there is my next thing that I check. Are my knees bent? Am I placing my feet lightly into my stirrup irons, or am I mashing them down like an ex-boyfriend's face is underneath my foot? Tempting as it is to smush that ex-boyfriend's face, don't do it. Keep a little bit of weight in your stirrups, just enough to keep them, but not so much that you are clinging to them for dear life. And I think about squeezing a grapefruit behind my knee. That encourages the bend in the knee, but more importantly, it encourages the activity of the hamstring. I think that people are surprised to find that for me, the hamstring and the quadricep are part of the seat. Everyone thinks seat means butt. And slightly more educated people think that seat means belly, back, and butt. Seat means belly, back, butt, and hamstrings and quadriceps. And my hamstring is always a little bit activated. There is always energy flowing through it. My elbows move right now. I have one hand on the reins, on the buckle, like the good pony clubber I am. But if I had both hands on the reins, like a responsible adult, I'm thinking about keeping my elbows forward and back, forward and back, forward and back to match my horse's contact. Then, last but not least, I bet you're looking down. I bet you're doing it right now. I'm on to you. All the way from Loxahatchee, Florida, I see a looker downer. So look up. And when you look up, don't think, oh, I'm gonna brace my shoulder back and down and arch my low back, because that's disengaging your abdomen. I think about keeping my low back flat against the back waistband of my breeches, against the belt that I'm wearing, not art. And yes, I do think about bringing my shoulder blades back and down, like I want to tuck my scapulae into my back pockets. And I think about lifting my chin, bringing my ears back behind my shoulders a little bit. You can't actually do that, but that's what I think about. Like, I want to bring my ears back behind my shoulders and lift my gaze, not just by my eyeballs looking up, but by my chin, my nose looking up. But all of that cannot be at the expense of arching my low back. I feel like I am drawing, we call them the Britney Spears muscles, those lower abdominal muscles, like the bikini line muscles, sort of in towards my spine, so that I'm sitting actively. I'm not just slumping in the saddle. My chest is lifted, but not at the expense of my low back. And my eyes are up so that I can see scary things that might cause my horse to spook and twirl around like we just did a minute ago. My hands are closed around the reins. You can close your hands around the reins without pulling, in the same way that you can pull with your hands open. My hands are closed around the reins, but my elbows are where the softness comes from. My elbows are what dictate how much or how little I'm following my horse in the moment. And I think that the power of my contact, when I need to take a little more in the bridle from time to time, it comes from my forearm, not from my tricep and my bicep. If I use my forearms, my elbow follows and I can stay with my horse's motion, even if I'm using the bit to communicate information. If I use my tricep and bicep, even, you know, as you're sitting on your horse now, or if you're listening to this on your couch, flex your tricep and your bicep just a little tiny bit, just for a second, and feel how much rigidity it creates in the elbow. Contact comes from the forearm, from the wrist, maybe in a moment from the fingertips, although I must confess I do not personally jiggle my fingers a lot. I would find that annoying, but I can understand a time and a place for it.
That's all for today's lesson, but if you would like to take the rest of this lesson or any other Ride IQ audio lesson, remember you can sign up for your 2-week free trial at ride-iq.com and use code PREVIEW20 to get 20% off your first payment as a thank you for listening to this show. We hope you'll give it a go, and until then, we're wishing you great rides and happy horses.